Start the Suzuki tearing on Christine Nestor. Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. Christine Nestor is N-E-S-T-O-R, N as in Nancy. Nestor, Christine. Date of birth is 8/28/43. Date of visit 2/1/24. Please make copy for Jeffrey Smith, D.O. Smith, S-M-I-T-H, Jeffrey, D.O. Next paragraph. Dear Jeffrey, thank you for sending Christine Nestor for a pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. His present illness. This is a 80-year-old female who has a history of COPD and interstitial lung disease, has been experiencing shortness of breath, and an occasional cough. And was sent for a chest CT approximately 5 months ago, which showed mild fibrotic changes in the lung apices and lung bases with mild emphysema. There was also evidence of coronary artery disease. The patient has some postnasal drip and denies chest pain and denied any fevers or chills. The next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history of obstructive sleep apnea, for which she was given a CPAP mask. Also has a history of breast surgery with the left breast cancer and mastectomy and lymph node dissection, which was benign. The patient had a hemorrhoidectomy and a history for tonsillectomy and bilateral hip replacement surgery. She also has hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, and mitral insufficiency. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient never smoked, drinks alcohol occasionally, has previously been exposed to coal dust. Next paragraph. Allergies to lactose and vancomycin. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of dementia. Mother had breast cancer. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had fatigue, no weight loss. She has cataracts and denies urinary frequency. She has shortness of breath and coughing spells. She has no nausea, vomiting, or heartburn, no diarrhea. Denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain, and no palpitations, but has leg edema. She has no depression or anxiety. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness and back pains. And then I have seizures, headaches, but has numbness of the extremities. Next paragraph. Med list included Synthroid 50 micrograms daily, Famotidine 20 milligrams daily, Lasix 20 milligrams every other day, Crestor 5 milligrams a day. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This is a moderately overweight elderly white female with alert, no acute distress. There's no pyloric cyanosis, but has mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse 66, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 188, saturation 98. HE and ear numbs, phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Next, supple no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions. And crackles, scattered in the lower lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, so on an S2. No membrane, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign. No mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities reveal mild peripheral edema. And no cap tenderness. Reflexive 1 plus. There are no gross motor defects. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions, nerve. Next paragraph, impression number one. Interstitial lung disease. With bronchiectasis, number two is chronic bronchitis, and number three, history of breast cancer, number four is hypothyroidism, and next paragraph, plan patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes and get a follow-up chest CT this month to see for any progression of pulmonary fibrosis. She'll also get a CBC, sed rate, ANA, RA factor, and was advised to use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN. Follow-up visit is approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Jeffrey Smith D.O. S-M-I-T-H. Jeffrey Smith D.O. Let's start D'Souza. Thank you.